Welcome to Triangle 411, the pulse that moves the Triangle world today. It's a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, what's trending, social good, events, and boundless other adventures. A conversation pit of comedians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. It's Carrie Spring Daze, D-A-Z-E. Many folks wait for this annual affair with bated breath. People come from all over, including other states, to experience the mystique that is known as Carrie Spring Daze. And you just might want to come too. I'm looking for the best words to describe it. Oh, here, wait. I have a little ditty the town provided. Listen carefully. Nestled under the shady canopy of Bond Park awaits a festival budding with arts and crafts. The annual Spring Daze Arts and Crafts Festival give a true nod to the artistry and creativity that makes up the great old state of North Carolina. Embodying the importance of sustainability through an Earth Day celebration, encouraging an active lifestyle with outdoor sporting activities, and bringing the community together at no cost, no less. It's free, people. It's free. Spring Daze is a highly anticipated festival each year. Guests can also expect to find toe-tapping entertainment on three stages, delicious food, and several activities for the kids. Of course, we will give you all the deets, but also, of course, in true Triangle 411 style, we will give you a peek behind the Spring Daze curtain with some interesting, fun, and perhaps undiscovered pearls. Here to help with the hunt is Denise Dickens, Public Art Supervisor and Curator of Exhibitions and Collections for the Town of Cary. Welcome, Denise.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for inviting me to 411 Triangle 411.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's just right off the bat, tell us something about Spring Daze visitors may not be aware of that takes place every year.
Well, there's kind of a cool thing that happens first thing in the morning. And I've been participating in it for the last few years. As soon as the artists arrive and get their booths set up, their displays, there's a small group of us, a quality control folks that walk around and look at their booths in the park, welcome each of the artists and check that their booths look like the same artwork that they submitted for a display. We ask them if they've had any issues checking in or anything that they'd like to relay to us. And wish them a successful day. I love this job. And the reason I love it is it's quieter. The crowd hasn't quite gotten there yet. And you can really meet the artists, talk to them, and see their work up close. So it's always been one of my favorite jobs at the festival.
Cool. It's like you have a VIP behind the stage pass.
Yeah, it's exactly.
You can kind of gauge what's out there and think, I'm going to swing back by and pick up this or that you noticed on your quality control tour.
That is exactly what happens.
Wonderful. Now, another behind the scenes. I understand this year a mysterious marvel will be prowling the grounds.
You're talking about Cassie. And I'm going to, first of all, tell you what Cassie stands for. It's a connected autonomous shuttle supporting innovation. Basically, it's a shuttle.
I'm glad they came up with Cassie. That's a lot for that's a lot for us to say, isn't it? Okay, great.
But it's a shuttle that relies on technology like LIDAR and cameras and GPS technology, and it can safely transport up to 8 passengers and an attendant along a fixed route in Bond Park. There are actually 4 different stops that it has. Cary Senior Center, the Satoma Kiwanis Shelter, the Bond Park Boathouse, and the Bond Park Community Center. This all-electric autonomous shuttle welcomed its first passengers back in March. This sort of driverless, low-speed shuttle runs all throughout the park and will operate from, it operates from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. I just want to mention that this is a partnership between the town and the North Carolina Department of Transportation. It's a pilot project for them. And it'll go through June 2nd. And during spring days, you'll be able to view the shuttle up close in the Earth Day lane section of spring days.
That's really interesting. And I'm glad you explained it because, you know, I'm a friend of technology, but technology is not often my friend. You know, I could never have explained that. But wow, that's going to be really something to see and something new again for spring days. There's always something new. Yeah. So, okay, now I'm meandering around all the arts and crafts thinking that is all there is to the day. And then something else behind the scenes, ponies up to front and center, a celebration of Earth Day. Tell us about that.
Well, Earth Day, there's actually a whole lane of informational booths and experts in the field that'll be there to talk to you as well as seeing Cassie. There'll be rain barrel giveaways, recycling tips, gardening ideas, they're family friendly and activities that kids can do. It's really giving people exciting ways about living more green in Cary. Some of the booths include recycling information about how to recycle oil and grease and fats, and the Cary bike greenway maps, our urban forestry program, you know, planting trees and pollinators in your yard. It's really an effort to make us a more greener and sustainable community. And there's also going to be children's activities and also people, the experts that you can talk to about composting and recycling. I guess that's most I want to say about it.
I mean, yeah, that could be an event in itself, couldn't it? But it's great. It's with spring days, but that's a lot of meat right there. Yeah. So that's really interesting. And this is, again, like I say, you're thinking arts and crafts. And as we continue to talk together, it's clear there's so much more to spring days. And we're going to get into the nitty gritty of the know before you go pretty soon here. But first, I thought it might be fun, instead of just talking about different facts and figures, to do a little true and false quiz with our audience.
Sure.
Okay, great. So, you know, let's test your knowledge out there. Here's the quiz. Number one, Cary Spring Days has been happening for 20 years. True or false, audience?
False. It's 30 years. Can you believe that? It's pretty amazing. Yeah, 30 years.
30 years. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I won't believe it. I don't want to be that old. Okay, question two, and we'll give you a little time to think about this one. Spring Days takes place on the Cary Town Hall campus. True or false?
False. It's Bond Park, you know, Cary's sort of central park. And it's such a different feeling because of the beautiful landscape and overhanging trees and the Bond Park Lake. So yeah, that's false. It's Bond Park.
Mm-hmm. What does take place on the Town Hall campus?
Lazy days.
Lazy days. So we got spring days and lazy days. Okay. Yeah. Question three. A similar shuttle to the one we just talked about was piloted under the Cassie program at the Wright Brothers National Memorial in Kill Devil Hills and on the Centennial campus of North Carolina State University. True or false?
That's true. That's true.
And then the last question, and you know, this is going to vary from year to year, but approximately 170 artists participate in Spring Days. True or false?
That's true too.
Well, I hope everybody did pretty well on that quiz. And from there, we're going to jump into the subject of the artists, because we just spoke about the 170 that'll be there this year. So Denise, what is the process to become a Spring Days artist?
Earlier in the year, every year, like around January, December, January, online, we encourage artists to apply online. There's an application process where they submit an application, pictures of their individual crafts that they make, and pictures of their booths. And those applications are then juried by a panel, and then a select group, up to about 170, give or take, each year, are invited to participate. And the jurors are looking for a variety of crafts, good skill, and an appealing booth display. That's all there is to it. It's pretty straightforward.
And what kind of art can visitors look forward to exploring this year?
Oh, everything from glass, furniture, pottery, jewelry, woodworking, prints and photography, painting. There's always the soap maker, the candle maker, the food maker, fiber and leather, sculpture, folk art, metal art, digital art. There's just, you name it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something for everybody for sure. And you think it would stop there, but again, what else happens at the festival?
Well, there's always the information booths from both Cary's cultural groups. There's entertainment. There are usually hands-on activities, especially geared towards young people, children and young people. There are mimes. There's music. Just a whole lot of variety of things that are going on.
What about entertainment?
Well, this year we've got three stages. The main stage will be at the Saratoma Amphitheater. Then there's a stage called Shady Grove Stage. That's more internal to the park. And then new this year is a lakeside stage. And in addition to those stages, they'll have roving entertainers that are walking through the festival, playing music and doing mime type activities. They feature local and regional entertainment, live music and dancing, storytelling. And there's small, intimate stages, so it's a really nice kind of feel and quality for both the family, for family-friendly entertainment.
Sounds wonderful, and I love the local aspect of it, using the local entertainment. So now there's a very noteworthy public art stormwater education installation this year. Please describe this environmental art piece.
Well, because of the whole Earth Day connection, we have both this year and in the past tried to connect some type of public art installation with an environmental theme. And this year, we're reinstalling and refurbishing a piece that was done in 2012, I think it was, called Stone Leaf Fairy Circle. It's by the artist Michael Lane, who's actually a trained landscape architect and an educator. He calls himself an environmental artist because his artworks are creations sort of at what I would call the intersection of nature and sort of sustainable landscapes. He is all about wanting to rejuvenate and help sustain the landscape. When he did this piece, it was with a whole group of volunteers from Cary that came together and helped him. It's located at the Bond Park Boathouse. It is literally a functioning storm water, and they call it a swell, S-W-A-L-E, storm water swell. It's made of river rocks and steel rods. That sounds so, I don't know, technical, but it's really a beautiful work of art. And it functions in all the water, the runoff, stormwater runoff that's coming off that large parking lot there adjacent to the boathouse, is treated. It runs through these stones, and that collects the pollutants and the sediments before it goes into the lake. In addition, Michael has added some very colorful, very large, larger than life colorful mushrooms, and it's a great, we've done it a couple times and it's great. The kids love it, and it's a wonderful opportunity for picture taking. But that's what's happening this year. It's going to be all refurbished. He's out there working this week, as a matter of fact.
I'll bet. Yes. Okay. And we're almost out of time, but I just wanted to touch very quickly and lightly on some other out-of-the-box art projects that have happened at Spring Days, in particularly the Words and Poems in Clover, and something to do with large chickens.
Yeah, and I'll try to be quick. So kind of continuing on those environmental themes, we worked with a Chapel Hill artist that planted clover out there a few weeks before it was going to come up for Spring Days. And it was surprising. It was very unexpected to see words in the ground made out of clover and little poems. And they related that to the environment as well. And then the chicken project, oh my God, I love this. And the chickens still live today.
Oh, good.
That was done by a Durham artist, Bryant Holzenbeck, and she worked with Green Hope High School and Mills Park Middle School students over a six-month period. They collected old T-shirts, and then they used those old T-shirts to weave them into these giant wire chickens or birds, and they became these sort of sculptural pieces that lived for a while at both the school and at the Cary Arts Center, and today they are moving to Good Hope Farm to live out the rest of their days. The framework is going to be a vining for plants, like a kind of topiary using native plants. So the chickens are living still.
it's like that saying in some movies, no animals were hurt in the filming of this movie. That's good. That's good. Well, you know, I got to say, people must be dying now after all this information to get the Know Before You Go. So could you give us that information as well as a website where they can learn more?
Go to Cary's main webpage, which is carync.gov. In the search up in the top, type in Spring Days. There are a main page for Spring Days, and then it's broken down into a lot of different sections, like who are the artists are going to be there, how to get there, where to park, what other availability for riding or getting to the park, the greenway system, entertainment, the schedule for all the entertainment there. And I want to say one thing else about getting there is this year is North Carolina's Year of the Trails. And so our greenway system, Bond Park, serves as a hub. And for Spring Days, they're going to have additional bike racks, and they'll also have a complimentary bike valet service. Right where White Oak Creek Greenway has a festival entrance. So we're really encouraging people to bike and to walk to the festival. But there are a lot of details about how to get there. One thing I should also mention, is if there's going to be inclement weather on Saturday, that people can tune in starting at 7 a.m. to hear about whether it's going to be postponed. And the alternate date would be the next day on Sunday from 1 to 6. All this takes place at Vaughn Park, and you can check all of this out on carync.gov.
And I want to point out that is the new primary web and email address for the town as of February. It used to be townofcary.org. So you're going to want to go to this new site, carync.gov, G-O-V. Okay. Yeah. And a bike valet. Only Cary, right?
Only Cary.
A bike valet. A new one on me. Well, Denise, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for letting us know all the information on this wonderful event. And I'll probably see you there.
That'd be great, Mary. Hope to. All right. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
It is time now for us to high five and say goodbye. I'm Mary Innsbrucker for Triangle 411. Today's pocket and the words of the town of Cary, live inspired.